Welcome to episode 48 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network, I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Topic for today is going to be Facebook and kids, helpful or dastardly. We're going to talk a little bit today about, is Facebook good? Is Facebook bad? What makes it as such? And what are my recommendations for using Facebook? Before we get into that, let's hit our fun fact about Trey for the day. Most people have what they call a sweet tooth. Mr. Trey Gibson does not have a sweet tooth. He has what he affectionately refers to as a meat tooth. I love meat. While most people would like to be eating sugars and sweets, I would be eating beef jerky all day long. So that's my fun fact about Trey. Just kind of a weird little quirk about me. Let's do a little bit of the housekeeping. Guys, as always, consider sharing this episode on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, also consider becoming a PTAC member if you feel like this is this show has gotten you 20 cents worth of episode per day, per week. Consider becoming a member to help support the bills and kind of help make things get paid out. Guys, also consider, if you have any questions or comments, consider getting onto the Contact Us page, asking us any questions, or if you want to suggest any topics. I love getting topics from you guys. Today is going to be one of those topics that was user recommended. Also, guys, consider signing up for the podcast subscribe, if you will. On the far right-hand corner, you can see you can enter your name and email address in. That just allows me to be able to touch base with you guys through email. Guys, also consider listening to FPN on your mobile device through iTunes, Stitcher, and Kindle. A little bit about the Stitcher, we talked some yesterday about it. Amazing new things to Stitcher. Stitcher has offered out a partnership with me. And now, as such, as a partnership, what's happening is they have given me a landing page over at Stitcher now. So if you will click on the Stitcher on the right-hand sidebar, I now have put them number one because they've been so awesome. It will now default you over to my Stitcher landing page. Over there, you'll see Family Podcast on Stitcher. You can enter in your promo code, also your email address, and it will send you an email with a download link that you can put this show, put Stitcher onto your mobile device. Whenever you first bring up that application, your registration, it will say, tell us how you heard about Stitcher. Click on that, enter the promo code Family Podcast. Family Podcast, it doesn't matter if it's all uppercase, lowercase, a mix of the two, it doesn't matter. All one word, Family Podcast is one word. Enter that into that promo code and you will be entered into a drawing for $100. Guys, if y'all want to be able to take a look and see what that looks like, I have included up in the top-hand bar, I now have a page up there at the very end that says Stitcher. You can also go to www.thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/Stitcher and get all the information as well as instructions on how to do that effectively. With all of that said, guys, let's move in to our topic for today, one of which I'm real excited about. Again, this comes actually at a user request, at a listener request. Somebody wanted to hear something on Facebook and kids, the goods, the bads, and the ugly. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Whenever the request came in a particular episode on Facebook, to me, there was no way that we couldn't make this a full podcast. It's a weighty topic, it's a heavy topic, and I think we absolutely need to be discussing it. So the first initial question I want to jump to right now, do I think Facebook is just dastardly, rotten, evil to the core, shouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole? The answer is no. I do not think that Facebook is dastardly. I consider it to be what I dub things like it, like this, as being called morally neutral. Now, don't shut down and think that I'm using that like in some spiritual or religious context. Remember, morals are just our basic beliefs about what is right and what is wrong. So I believe that Facebook is morally neutral. What that means is that it's not really, really good. It's not really, really bad. But what it means is that because it's in neutral, just like a car, when a car is in neutral, it has the ability to go two different directions. You can either go forward or you can go backwards with it. When something is morally in neutral, that means that it could go either way. That is what Facebook is. It is morally neutral. The bottom line to it is Facebook offers some really neat stuff. The ability to take pictures of my family and put them online and share them with friends and family. We have some family that's in Papua New Guinea. And they keep track and post and make comments on some of my kiddos' pictures whenever they get the available signal to be able to post. And that's just cool. That is just cool. The ability to connect with friends. I have a buddy right now who lives in the Cayman Islands. Went to school with him and graduated with my master's with him in a class. He moved to the Caymans, and guess what? We can still talk every single day if we want to. Not only that, I was able to keep track of his new baby that was born and see that and make comments, talk about how cute the baby is, all that other stuff. Pretty neat stuff. You can keep track of events. I'm a part of a group of men that hang out two or three or four times a year, and we have some fun and enjoy each other's company and grill steaks and smoke cigars and all that other good stuff. And we can actually plan events out, and we can put there's going to be an event, and we can add it into Facebook for completely free, and then we can make comments, and we can comment specifically on that event through Facebook. And then there's also the stuff like the social games. Now, I can get into social games really easy. I got into some of the ones where you have to build castles and all that other good jazz, and never got into Farmville or any of that stuff. You know, I got into, like, I think a Bejeweled one a while back, but I have totally written off social games. Not because there's anything wrong with them, but because they are time-consuming, and if you ever want to be a podcaster and an entrepreneur like me, you need to have your head in a book or in a podcast or in something, gaining information or writing content or improving the site. So I gave it up because of time reasons. But it doesn't mean that the social games, there's anything wrong with them. So Facebook offers some really cool stuff. I don't think that it's completely bad. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. As a matter of fact, I think it can be really beneficial. But here's the issue that we're running into. So at last, the last estimate that I could find, and I didn't search real hard for this when I was Google searching this, last estimate they can find is that there is 500 million people on Facebook. Here's the reality. There are a lot of kids that are on there, and many of them are 13 years of age and lower that are on Facebook. Now, Facebook has a hard line of 13 years old. Now, somebody may correct me, and there may have been some new rules that were released. As of the last time I read their policy and procedures, and that was a while back when I was putting some ideas together for this podcast, it was 13 years or up. You cannot get onto that. The reality is guess what? There are some that are. It is estimated now that there is approximately 10.7 million of those folks that are on Facebook that are 13 to 17 years old. 500 million. That means that approximately 490 million of those folks are adults, and there are 10.7 million of those that are kids from the age of 13 to 17 years old. When you have 13-year-olds in the same e-room, we used to call them chat rooms years ago, right? Not anymore. But you get that young of kids in a venue where there are 490 million that are adults. I mean, I think already many of y'all's parents' minds, the gears are clicking, and you're knowing where I'm going with this. And guys, this 10.7 million excludes those who have lied about their ages, who are really 12 years old and younger. So guys, that's a scary, scary deal. So we're going to talk a little bit, what are some of the issues? I want to preface and I want to hit it one more time. There is nothing wrong with Facebook, but what makes anything good, it's like anything else. It's like cars and driving are not inherently dastardly and dangerous, right? There's nothing inherently wrong with those. But if you put a kid in a car that doesn't have all of the knowledge on how to drive and drive safely and the safety laws and the rules and understanding there are people out there that are crazy and they could run them over and all, if you don't teach a kid those things, what can happen? Something very, very dangerous. And Facebook is fundamentally the same. If we are not responsible with Facebook, with our kids, and teaching them and training them, then they will walk into snares of people that are smart, people that are intelligent, and people that want to hurt your child or you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. So let's talk about what are some of the issues currently right now that we're seeing happening on my end, in my field, in the psychology field. What are some of the things that we're seeing? Number one, can you guess what it is? I bet you're already thinking it. Number one is cyberbullying. What is cyberbullying? Definition that I pulled offline was the use of technologies to harm others deliberately and repeated manner. The use of technologies to harm others in a deliberately and repeated manner. Now, that can not necessarily mean physical, right? When we think bullying is physical, this is often in a mental or an emotional type of hurt. It is dangerous, dangerous stuff. It ain't like what we remember back whenever bullying was, whenever some kid would ever do something, pick on us a little bit, maybe the kid would fight back and get beat up. It's not that anymore, guys. Now it's something that is much more hurtful and much more mean. It is estimated that 32% of kids have been cyberbullied. That means out of 10 kids sitting in a room, 3 of them are getting bullied through Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube, Flickr, whatever it is that's out there. The issue, got and the reason we say, well, Trey, why are you saying this? This is no different than the bullying that happened back then. I got my feelings hurt, or I got beat up, or whatever else, and all these other things. Trey, why is it any different? The issue is this. People experience a social inhibition when they bully physically. There are just some things that people won't do. There's areas that people won't go. A bully may beat you up in physically to get your milk money. That dates me. They may beat you up to get your milk money, but they may not necessarily say that your mom is blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to say that out loud in case some of you guys were listening to this with kids in the room. Or they may dog on the fact that you're adopted. But the thing is research is showing that kids will often go further in their bullying, say more hurtful things than they would ever say on a Facebook page than they would face-to-face. Why is that? I think we humans have a need to connect with a face. One of the things that I'm working on right now with Family Podcast Network is I want to create another logo where my face is involved with it. And that's not to be conceited or anything like that, but it is showing that people want to connect with a person, not with a blank. And the internet is so easy of a place to try to connect with a blank because you're not looking at somebody's face. You're not looking at the hurt in somebody's eyes when you say something hurtful to them. So it's easier to take it just a little bit further. So how do we combat cyberbullying? Number one, guys, if you haven't gotten it through your skulls at this point, here is the number one thing that it takes. Not medications, not all these other things. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with meds or with filters or all of the other things. Those are good. But here, let me tell you what the number one thing is. You got to have a fracking relationship with your kids. You have got to be able to talk to them easily. They have got to be able to talk to you easily. Because kids can conceal better than anyone. I mean, we're talking they could be the spycraft. You know, mentors for the CIA if they really want to be. So we have got to have good relationships with our kids where they will open up and they will talk to us and they will say, so-and-so is doing this to me on Facebook. Second off, you might need to regulate or moderate how much they're on the site. You might need to stop it. If you can see that it's making a major effect on themselves or who they are, you might want to have them get off the site, especially if it's coming from multiples. If it's one person, unfriend that person. If it's one person, block them. I mean, in a lot of cases, a lot of these different places has that ability. Facebook is one of those. You can typically remove a friend from your stream completely, or you can just completely delete them as a friend. Have them get in there and do that. Don't let them continue being around somebody that is constantly being hurtful, mean, and dragging them down and trying to tear them up. Don't let them stay around them. Next off, you might want to flag that person on the site as well. If this is somebody who is doing it to your kid, they're doing it to somebody else. Or, here's the other thing that I've seen happen. If they're doing it to your kid, there's almost always someone that's doing it to them. Well, why would I care about that? Why would I care? If they're hurting my kid, why would I care about somebody doing that to them? It's the root of a problem. You might be able to shut them down by blocking them, but they're going to go do it to some other kid. How much better if we can set up a relationship between them and somebody that'll help them grow? If they've got somebody doing that to them, that's instigating them to return and do around to other people, don't we want to put a stop to that? And I can already hear some of the folks out there, well, that's just totally horrible, Trey. Why would we ever do that? You know what? I'm going to give another one of those get off your high horse moments. You're saying that that's so crazy that they would get hurt by somebody else and then turn around and do that. Well, that's just so horrible. You know what? We do it too. You ever had one of those really bad days? Really bad days, and you come home, and how do you treat your wife? How do you treat your husband? How do you treat the kids? Right? Sometimes, when we're not careful, we take our crappy days out on other people. That's all that bullying is. Well, I say that's all. In a lot of cases, it's a lot more hurtful in a lot of cases. And so, but anyway, the mindset is you get it. You get it better than you think you do. So work with your kids on things like that. Guys, that is not an exhaustive list of things that I recommend, but it is something that, those are just a few of the top things that I've seen be some of the most effective. Next off, what if your kid is the one that is bullying? We cannot leave this. When I was putting this together, I thought we have got to make sure we cover that. Because in a lot of cases, there's lots of advice out there for the kid who's getting bullied, but what about the one who is getting, is the bullier, the one who is doing the hurtful things? Here's what you need to do. First off, you need to acknowledge your kid is not a horrible person. But in a lot of cases, they may feel they may feel pressed by some of their peers to do it. Not saying that's okay. I'm definitely not letting them off the hook for that. But in a lot of cases, they may feel pressure. They may be retaliating, like we talked about before. They may be turning around and doing it because somebody's doing it to them, because they're just feeling full of hurt and anger and whatnot. They're just doing exactly what they've seen done already. So what do we need to do with these kiddos? You need to let them know that it is not okay to do that. Then you need to let them know that it hurts when people do that. If they're getting bullied as well, you need to make a connection with that. How do you like it whenever you're getting bullied? It hurts, doesn't it? That's not okay, sweetie. We cannot keep doing that. Next, I recommend that you Google suicides from bullying, cyberbullying. I recommend you do that. I did it before I did this podcast, and let me tell you, you're going to get yourself some stories. And then present those to them, and not in a way that you're trying to scare them, but it is in an educational way. Listen, people have killed themselves because of people doing what you're doing, and it getting worse and it escalating. You don't want to have that on your hands. You don't want to deal with the guilt that because you did these things, a person finally chose to commit suicide. You don't want that on your hands, baby. So educate them, teach them, show them what happens, and let them see that. Say, well, is this going to damage or scar my kid? I sure hope in some ways it does. Not necessarily damage, but I hope it leaves some lasting impact. That they see that doing what they're doing can and does cause people to hurt so bad they will end their lives. And my guess is that's not what this kiddo wants. They're just hurt and angry and want a place to vent. But we need to let them know it is not okay to do it that way. And then make Facebook rules with them. Let them know what the rules are. This is what is okay to say. It is okay to tell them good things. And here's what's not okay. A thing that is okay is to ignore them. If they're being jerks, just ignore them. What's not okay is to do this and this and this and this. And let them know what is okay and what's not okay. It's not okay to bully. It's okay to build people up. It's not okay to tear people down and call them this name and that name and tell them that they're that, that their mom's are this. But it is okay just to ignore them or remove them from your Facebook page. Teach your kids the rules on Facebook. They're no different than we having to teach our kids that when they go to a, whenever kids go to a daycare, that it's not okay to hit the kid in there, right? We teach our kids, don't hit other kids, right? Why do we do that? Because they don't know and because we've got to educate them. All right, next up, guys, this is one of my least favorite to discuss, but I cannot go through this without talking about it because it's a reality, and it's a reality that we parents got to bite the bullet on and acknowledge that it really is happening, and that is sexual predation. What is sexual predation? Predation is just where we get our word predator. Sexual predators, they are out there. There are, what did we say? Let me back up and get that right. 490 million adults out there, and you're going to tell me that at least some of them aren't predators. Facebook has been very proactive about removing anybody. They've checked all the national registries, and they have removed everybody whose Facebook accounts have been built around that. So they really are being proactive with taking care of that, but you better believe. I have done a lot of trainings on sexual abuse awareness, and let me tell you, one of the things about a profile of somebody that will do this, they're wicked smart. And they will exploit, and they will trick, and they will lie, and they will cheat the system. That's a promise. So here's what I'll promise you. Out of 490 million people on Facebook, there are many that are predators, and they are praying right now. And not P-R-A-Y. I wish. They are not P-R-A-Y. They are P-R-E-Y-I-N-G on the kids on Facebook. It is happening, and it's time to go ahead and choke on that bullet. Now, that is not something I'm saying now that you freaked out, you go and rip your kid off Facebook. That is not what I'm suggesting that you do. But I do recommend, for motivation, if you are not motivated yet to get involved with your kid's Facebook life, it's time. If you're not yet, what you need to do is get out on Google and Google this. Kidnap, murder, and Facebook. I did it and got sick to my stomach. 15-year-old little girls, 16-year-old little girls, getting lured in by these guys acting like they are their age, their kid, this kid's age, luring them in, taking them. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'll tell you what, because you might have kids listening. I'll modify that. But they are taking them, they're kidnapping them, they're doing that other thing that you're imagining right now, and they're killing them. We need to be involved with Facebook. I'm not saying that you get over controlling on them. I'm not saying that you're sitting over their shoulder at all times. It's not what I'm recommending. But what I am recommending is that you be actively involved in your kid's Facebook, because scary stuff is happening. All right, continuing to move on. And Giz, I want to make sure I disclaimer here just a little bit, guys. I am not saying what I'm saying here today to be dramatic or to try to scare you, but I am trying to do it to motivate you to be active. So what do we need to do? Let your kids know that there are bad people out there that will hurt them. I recommend you just start out with that statement right there. There are bad people on Facebook that will trick you into meeting up with them, and they will hurt you. Depending on where you think they are, you can fill them in with more details when they're ready, which typically they'll ask questions. Sometimes they'll just let it go. That's all they need to know. Sometimes they'll be like, well, how? How will they hurt me? You need to make that assessment as a parent. I am not suggesting that you tell them the full thing, that you tell them nothing. I am just saying, you know your kid. You know what they're ready for. Be straight up and honest with them as much as you feel comfortable being. And let them know that there are people out there. Let them know that people will masquerade as 13-year-old boys to get your 13-year-old girls to come meet up with them. They're doing it. They're smart. They're tricky. They are submersing themselves in the culture of 13, 14-year-olds. So they know how to talk about, I think this is probably old by now, but they know how to talk Tony Hawk and World of Warcraft. They know how to talk Skyrim and all these other things. They know the vernacular and the language of the kids, and they're using it, and they can sound just like one. If your kid doesn't know them, they do not need to be friends with them. Doesn't matter if they were friends with old so-and-so. That can be a part of the predation process. They friend one kid, but then find that one other kiddo, and then they friend over, and now they trust him because, oh, well, my friend so-and-so let him in. They must be okay. Talk to your kids and let them know that they're doing this. And then also have your kids boost their privacy settings to full. Have them max out those dadgum privacy settings. Have them bump those suckers all the way up to where they can't see pictures, you can't see information, you can't see wall stuff. Do that. Have them boost it up. Show them how to do that. Let them know why you're doing it. And move on from there. Last thing I want to talk to you guys about is third-party applications. There are lots of really good, fun third-party apps that are out there that are enjoyable. Farmville, all, you know, Kings and Camelots or whatever, you know, whatever else is out there. Your kids need to know one thing. They are not created by Facebook. And let them know that. And there are people that are creating these apps that are not nice people. And as such, some of the apps that they can be putting on your computer can and previously have had malicious software built into them. Stuff that can screen capture, look for stuff, get information from you, and send it back to bad guys. You need to be very, very careful, and your kids need to know that whenever they walk into it. So talk to your kids about these things. Also, guys, update, I'm telling you, update and maintain your anti-malware and your antivirus software. Do it. I recommend several different ones. Before I started this business, I used to do a lot of side business, fixing up people's computers, putting on softwares, creating a cocktail of programs that worked really well together that were completely free. The problem is everybody wants to get them on there. They want them all to be free, but they don't want to take the time to update them and run them, which rarely goes hand in hand. You can rarely find a free program that checks for, you know, your malware and your viruses and everything else, and then also updates it and scans itself for free. It's just not out there. Run your stuff. Make sure you've got everything. Make sure you keep it up to date. It's one of my best things that I recommend. One more question before we move on to last recommendation. I get this question a lot. My kid really, really wants to have a Facebook account, but he or she is younger than 13 years old. Should I let them have an account? I wrestled with this for a very long time. The reason for it is I'm very big about letting our kids, saying yes to our kids as much as humanly possible. Try not to say no and save no for those important things. So should you let your kids under 13 use Facebook? My answer, emphatically, absolutely not. Do I say no because I have a problem with a 13-year-old being on Facebook? No, I sure as heck don't. If parents will step up and do their jobs and train their kids in what's, you know, what's fishy, what's right, what's wrong, have those relationships with their kids, talk to their kids, I'm not nearly as worried about them. So the 13-year-old and younger is not the issue I have. The problem I have is this. Whenever you say, the rules say, don't have an account but until you're 13 or above, and then you go ahead and do it, what it says is you don't have to obey laws or rules if you don't really like them. And I have always pushed in all of my podcasts, never compromise your moral beliefs about right and wrong. Never compromise those. Never negotiate on those. You stick to your guns. Because what happens is now they learn, oh, okay, well, if I don't like something, like a whole lot, then I don't really have to obey it. And that is not true. Actually, it is true. You don't have to obey the law, but there are consequences. And this is no different. So I recommend, do not let your below 13-year-olds have accounts. It's not because I think it's a big deal. It is because my biggest concern is that your kids will learn that it's okay to compromise on those things. And guys, I want to wrap up on one more thing. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Really, I'm going to be honest. The program that I've been referencing to you guys is a program called Action Alert. I kind of just stumbled across them when I was looking around on some of these topics the other day. I just found this site, looked him up, fell in love with him. I have used several different programs over the last few years, some of them including like Covenant Eyes, etc. I've loved every program I've ever put on here. This one really caught my attention. They created Action Alert to address several different things. Sexual predators, oversharing, which is, you know, you get passed over for a job because of a Facebook thing that you put, you know, in your status or something like that. Inappropriate behavior, such as like sexting. Here's another one, gaming addiction. That's going to have to be a podcast. I'm thinking of this even as we're going. We need to make that a podcast. But gaming addictions, inappropriate behavior in online games. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of MMORPGs, I believe is what they're called. Massive multiplayer online role-playing games. But it's basically these massive maps where people can just basically hop in and run around and play this game just, you know, just all over this map. And people often get very inappropriate in these games. And it can be a very big deal. So how do we do that? How do we monitor that? It can be very hard because I've never seen a program that does that. Financial predators. If you take a look at where financial predators are moving towards, guess who they're targeting? You got it. They're targeting our kiddos now to get information from us. So that's another big deal. And then last, dating violence. A lot of that's happening online. So these are really important things. Action Alert was created to help be able to address and monitor all these issues. So you can go, I tell you, I love things where I can get a free account first. I have several programs on here on my Mac. And the reason that I get them, because we have a very limited budget for Family Podcast Network right now. And the reason I get them is because I was able to get a 30-day trial, a one-week trial. Use them, I loved them, and then I bought them. Action Alert gives you that ability to be able to get you a free account. With that free account, you're going to get like basic website blocking and filtering. You're going to get time controls that allows your kids to only be on at certain different times. And then also, it'll allow you to know if there's any suspicious activity that occurs in reviews. Why do I love Action Alert? Why am I even recommending it to you guys? It combines several different programs all into one, and I totally dig that. I recommend that if you decide to get this, I recommend that you upgrade to the Maximum Protection, guys. Let me tell you why. They're running a sale right now for $20. Here's what it does. First off, you get detailed activity alerts about where your kids have been. And, listen to this, you get video playback of everything your kid does online. Next off, it also helps you monitor YouTube. What YouTube kids, you know, what sort of YouTube videos are your kids listening to? Guys, if you don't think there's pornographic material on YouTube, go search it and you're going to find it. It is on there and your kids could be watching it on a perfectly pseudo family-friendly site. Next off, what are your kids downloading and putting on your PC that are dragging it down? This allows you to be able to monitor that. Listen to this. This is my favorite, and this is why we brought this up today. Ensure Facebook safety. Easily review all activity on Facebook, including chat sessions, photos, and messages. That can be very, very vital. If you feel like your kid is sneaking around you, if you feel like your kid has maybe created a faux account, they've got the family-friendly account, they've got a faux account, this can help expose some of that. And then last, this allows you to protect all family members. Maybe some kids need more of the filtering and the monitoring than others do. Maybe you don't want to have any filtering on yours. You can do it that way. You can set yourself up as that user. So that is my personal recommendation. I have to end on this. Remember, doing this and using Action Alert cannot be about entrapment, trying to catch your kids in the act and setting them up. Remember, discipline is not about telling your kids what is wrong nearly as much as it is about teaching our kids what to do that is right. I strongly recommend that you put that on the computer the minute they come home. You get honest with them right then, and you talk to them about Action Alert being on your computer before letting them on the computer. You're not trying to trick them into failing, but you're trying to hold them accountable through a program that's going to let people know what's going on with them. It's transparency. That is my recommendation. No secrets, no sneaking. Let your kids know up front, because that's what you would want them to do with you. You don't want your kids sneaking. You don't do it either. And guys, I also want to recommend, there are some programs out there that sound very similar to Action Alert. Be careful. My recommendation is, go over to the right sidebar over here. I'm going to put it in the show notes today again. But go over to this right side over here. Click over on the one particular one down in there that says Action Alert. Click on that. Go to their site. Buy their program for $20. It's worth a try. At least give it out there. And guys, I would love to get y'all's user reviews back. I'd love to hear what y'all getting from it. Do you like it? Send those to me. You can email those to me at TreyGibson@TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com. Guys, that's all I got for today. As always, consider sharing this on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, it is all about the relationships with your kid. You need a good relationship so when they get on Facebook, they feel comfortable saying, "Mom, Dad, this has been happening." I want to say thank you, as always, for joining me for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. You guys have a good week. We will see you guys tomorrow for our next episode.